I'm your host, Tammy McNabb of Health Radio FM. I have Dr. Karen Osborne of Synergy Family Wellness Center on the line with us. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us again. Today, we're going to be talking about the 7 ways to manage the dreaded holiday stress. I really want to hear about this one.
Yeah,
how do we do that?
Well, I think first understanding that, you know, it's not just holidays, although holidays are one of the stressful times of the year for sure for a lot of us, but that we tend to, in times when we're busy and we're stressed, we drop all the things that we normally do to make sure we're healthy and well, right? We say we don't have time, or I'm too busy, or we've got this party to go to. So I think we almost need to kind of switch that, right? Kind of flip it and see, hey, if I have a stressor or a higher stress period of time, I have to make sure even more that I follow the habits I need to make sure that I can be healthy so I can adapt well and manage well with all the stress that's going on.
Sure. And how do we do that?
Well, the first one is to get more sleep. Now, I have a 5-month-old right now, so this is a little bit of a challenge. I know if you've got little ones, but, you know, the National Institute of Health recommends that ideally we should be getting 9.5 hours of sleep per night. Now, often when I mention that stat, it kind of blows people away because they're getting 6 and they're thinking of the magic number of 8. You know, you kind of have to experiment. I'd say aim for 8. Some are okay with 7. Some maybe need 9 or 10. But, you know, sleep is not only does it allow our body to function well and to adapt to stress, but it's when there's a lot of restorative stuff that's happening. And so, and if we don't get our sleep, just like if it happens with our kids or our grandkids, you know, we're cranky. We might kind of snap at people. We can't think as well. You know, maybe it even means in 2 with the holidays, maybe you have to pass on that extra party so you can make sure that you're getting the sleep that you need, or maybe even to take a nap or 2 throughout the day if you can do that. So it's something I think that we all know is really important, but when it comes down to it, it's not difficult and it costs you nothing, right?
Exactly.
So easy to do, extra sleep. Yeah.
Perfect. What's next on your list?
Next is to drink more water. So, you know, we need to drink what we are. We're about 70% water as human beings. We tend to go for more warmer drinks, you know, in colder time of the year, as most of us experience, at least in this part of Canada. But really, I always recommend a minimum of 2 liters per day of water, more if you're exercising, more if you live in a drier climate. And to understand that things like coffee, tea, pop, they don't count. Okay? The exception would be herbal tea, but that things that like coffee, like tea, is more of a diuretic, so it's going to actually pull water from your body. So if you're consuming those, you need to even have more water, but at least, you know, aim for about that 2 liters per day.
What about flavored water? Does that count?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of sugar stuff in that, is there not?
Well, it's just the
flavoring. I guess it depends on the kind. If you were just to, like, squeeze lemon in, to me, that's fine. But I think there's, like, you mean like the vitamin water, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like those kind of ones? Honestly, I would pass on those, you know, just because there's going to be some kind of sugar or chemical or coloring thing that's in there. You know, just water. If you need to have a little bit of flavor, squeeze lemon or lime is great for it.
Perfect. What's next?
The next one is to learn to say no. And, you know, to me as a business person, I have a hard time with this because I get really excited. I want to do tons of things.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to the holiday season, we just have to understand that we can't get to all the parties, right? You can't go to every single thing. Do we have to follow all the same stuff that maybe we did, you know, at a certain time in life? Maybe you're going to ditch the Christmas cards this year. You know, life's not going to fall apart because someone didn't get a card. Maybe make the conscious decision to maybe be home with your family versus having to go from place to place to place. And I think it's just more that, you know, let's say, for example, a family is really important to you, but yet you're running all over the place trying to do all these things that you're supposed to do for the holidays. Well, that's incongruent, you know. And we tend to get really run down over the holidays. So maybe just, you know, saying no to some of the things and events and just making sure that you take care of you.
I never say no. And then afterwards, I'm so mad at the people that I'm saying yes to. Does that make sense?
It's tough, isn't it? I know it's tough when you want to be someone, that does it all. But I think we still have to understand that even with us go-getters, there's a limit, right? There's going to be
sure.
a kind of a top to that where you just have to kind of say, that's it. I just need to say no to something.
That's good advice. What's next on your list?
Yeah. The next one is to move each day. You know, I think it's unfortunate that sometimes we see movement as something we do 3 times a week at a gym. But
yeah.
When it comes down to it, we have to move every day. That could be going to the gym. It could be going to a yoga class. It could be lifting weights. You could be walking. You could be shoveling the snow. You could be tobogganing. You could be skating or just doing some kind of mobility or stretching. But you know, just understand we need to move. People that do move each day notice a huge difference in their energy. They feel better about themselves. They sleep better. And I think, too, it's going to burn off a little bit of that holiday stress, right, that she also might be experiencing.
Well, what do you do? I mean, you're a doctor, you're an entrepreneur, you're a mother, you're a wife of a five-month-old child, you're a mom.
Yeah.
Do you work out? What do you do for movement?
Yeah, I do. I do something called CrossFit. So I lift heavy and I move fast, and then the workouts are short, high intensity. They're tough workouts. I typically will go to CrossFit 2 to 3 times a week, not as much as before I had kids. I might walk my dogs a few times a week, and then I do mobility about 15 minutes, about 5 days a week. So that's kind of the best I can do. I'd like it to be more, to kind of been back to the learn to say no, but with having a little bit of more balance with family, that's kind of, that works best for me right now.
Do you know what I do? I just hang out with my 8 and 9 year old. That's my exercise. I mean, we're on acreage, and people say, like, what do you do to exercise? I literally just move with my kids, which can
move
be
with the kids, yeah.
Exhausting.
But isn't it cool? Because, like, look at your kids, right? They move all the time.
Constantly.
It's part of who we are, and I think we mistakenly think that it's only for kids, but this is the way we're designed to be, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's fun that we kind of follow the lead of our kids, for sure.
Sure. What's next on your list, Karen?
Next is focus on eating real food, so and less of the treats. You know, I always talk about the 80-20 principle. So, you know, don't beat yourself up. If you're 70-30 over the holidays, you know, so be it. But really focus on getting lots of protein, so animal-sourced protein, meat, fish, chicken, eggs, veggies, some fruit, healthy fats, and really avoiding things like grain, sugar, wheat, and gluten. Those are all things that cause inflammation in the body, not really designed to be best for us as human beings. And to minimize the treats, right? If you do, you want to have that cookie or whatever it might be, you know, just don't say you deserve it or that you had to or you didn't want to offend someone. So eat it, take the consequences of it, right? And then kind of move on.
And
but really,
you know, there are healthy choices of those desserts as well. I mean, like you said, gluten free.
We follow more of that way, more of a paleo type of diet or lifestyle. And there's certainly ways to make things without that. But even then, right, people tend to go, well, I'm just having, it's better now, so I can somehow partake in having the whole container of them because it's a, quote, healthy cookie, right? So it's still understanding that they're still treats. But, yeah, there can be better choices about that for sure.
Perfect. And what's next on your list?
Next is to take time for yourself.
Oh,
so
that's
that
impossible.
Could be,
is that possible?
You know, taking, yeah, I know. Well, you know what, for me, my time for myself is what I call my morning power hour. So I spend an hour five mornings a week. I get up early to do it, where I spend 20 minutes of reading, 20 minutes of movement, so usually my mobility work, and 20 minutes of journaling. So that's about the only time that's kind of just for me outside of occasional workouts. But again, yeah, it can be something big. It could be something little, right? It could be curling up with a book. It could be getting a little extra sleep, taking a yoga class. I think the biggest thing I understand over the holidays is, you know, just don't be the martyr. Don't be the martyr. Don't think that you have to do it all and do it for everyone. No one expects you to. It's this unrealistic expectation we tend to put on ourselves, especially as women and especially as moms. And just to understand, you know, take care of yourself first. If you want to really help out your family and your community, then you care for yourself first, and you have to take that time for you.
It's very true. And last on your list, number 7. Are we at number 7
the
now?
Last one is, what does I do? It's what I do as a chiropractor every day, which is have a clear brain-body connection. And, you know, to me, this is one of the most important of the 7 that I always talk about, because your brain communicates with your body through your nervous system. And if there's any interference to that, which we call in chiropractic a subluxation or misalignment in your spine, and that's caused by different kind of stressors, then your body simply can't function at its best, or something that's interfering with that proper communication. So, yeah, as a chiropractor, I do this all day long. There's lots that I know kind of all around the world, so if those that are listening and want to shoot me an email or contact me through the website and look for a good chiropractor near them, I'd be happy to find him one. But, yeah, when your body functions properly in that way, you're able to really, again, function best. There's lots of ways to do it that are very, very gentle, safe. But I kind of almost explain it as this, is that, you know, our factory setting is for outrageous health, right? Yeah. Not sickness, not disease. And we have to first, you can be eating all the great food, moving your body, happy, purpose-driven kind of person. But if there's interference to how your brain and body communicates, then none of those things will really stick. So it's, to me, that's really that foundation.
And are you talking about adults or families as a whole, children also included?
Yeah, everybody. Everybody that has a spine and nerve system. Yeah, and I know, I mean, as chiropractors, we have a lot of work still to really educate what it is that we do. But chiropractic is for, people will say, well, is chiropractic for neck pain? Is it for back pain? How about headaches? How about babies who have colic? And the best way I explain it is that chiropractic is for people. You know, it's for everybody that really wants to function better. And because our spine can get misaligned from the birth process on forward, I mean, in our office, we see lots of babies, lots of kids all the time to make sure they start off life on the right foot, so to speak. So, yeah, chiropractic for everybody.
Fantastic. Dr. Karen Osborne of Synergy Family Wellness Center. Your website, again, is?
Is synergyfamilywellnesscenter.com. It's center with an R-E. We love to connect to on social media. So Twitter is at Dr. Karen Osborne. That's B-U-R-N. Instagram is under Karen Osborne. And our Facebook page is under Synergy Family Wellness Center.
Dr. Karen, thank you so much again for your time. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much, Tim. I appreciate it, too.
Thank you so much.